The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'll be your host for tonight. Down at the end of the table, by the way, what's my nickname?
Mr. 100 Irish Daddies.
Thank you. Down at the end of the table, that voice you heard is not the five-star man, Asa Gray. It's two-star man.
Two and a half. He always says I'm half of what he is.
Dalton Anthony, the big D covering for Asa Gray this week.
Yo.
Asa is having some personal time with a friend. That sounded much worse than
from Albania. No, let's keep it up.
From Alabama.
And Dalton is sitting in the big boy chair this week. Congratulations, Dalton.
Yay.
Next to me, Allie Abear, of course.
Hello.
Hello.
She's not doing? A bear.
She's actually not a bear.
Nope.
Yeah. No, everyone has nicknames.
Can you please turn your phone off? So disrespectful and rookie-ish.
Jason Wells over here.
Here I is. There I go.
The leader of Cape Championship Wrestling. And we got some big stuff to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
We got some big news to drop, I've been told.
I do. I got a lot
always.
Of stuff.
She always bring the goods.
Yeah.
And making her debut here on Podzilla 1985 Pro Wrestling Scripted. We're so glad to have her here. Little bit. / Mardi Gras. / Megan. /
whoever else I decide to be today.
How many other nicknames do you, how many other personas do you have?
Just those three at this moment.
And also, I wanted to ask you about this. I've been waiting to talk to you about it. Is that a conscious decision that you make, or are you mentally unwell?
It's a conscious decision for the most part. But that's more to come later.
Yes.
Anyway, you have other things to talk about.
We do, and we're gonna talk about you here in a little bit, too, because I have a couple questions. Ace had a couple questions he wanted to talk to you. He's really sad he couldn't be here tonight, because he really wanted to do the interview with you. He loves talking to wrestlers on here, and you, of course, the new women's champion in Cape Championship Wrestling. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We were there for that, and that was awesome. But we'll get to that in a second. All the CCW stuff is going to be towards the halfway point. We got other news to cover first. I don't have Asa here, so Jason, you're going to have to cover.
Yeah, no problem. Let me go over this. No one cares about Gail Kim retiring.
Let me scratch that off the list.
Was that early on the list?
Yeah.
Gail Kim is retiring?
Yeah. Yeah. The end of this year.
I care.
I didn't know she wrestled still. So I guess that's special.
Oh, that's sad. No, I care.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, she was good in WWE. Anyway.
Let's just start with Gail Kim.
It's all right.
So Gail Kim, I don't know if you guys have heard, is announced that she's retiring at the end of this year. And I also was a big fan of Gail Kim. She was one of the best women's wrestlers in WWE. They totally screwed her up. They couldn't do things with her.
Because she's a Matrix. That's what she came out.
It was a bad gimmick. It was a bad gimmick.
Yeah.
What's the best thing Gail Kim ever did, Dalton?
Women's champion WWE.
Wrong. It's when she eliminated herself from the Battle Royal as she walked out of the company and said, GG, see you later.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did enjoy her matches with Awesome Kong at the beginning of the TNA knockouts.
The knockout division.
I want to say she also had a really, really good ladder match on Impact Wrestling once. But I can't think of who it was with.
I mean, she had lots of great matches.
She really did have a lot of great matches. She was one of the main reasons I watched TNA for the longest time, especially when I first started wrestling.
But I mean, she was kind of the leader of the knockouts division for the longest time. They say that WWE revolutionized women's wrestling, you know, with the whole Women's Revolution alley last year, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
But Gail Kim was really the driving force in the women's wrestling from a while back.
Oh, yeah, really. Knockouts were the tops in women's wrestling before, you know, because they actually cared about it. They had some, you know, good workers in there, and they really put some time in. Then WWE called on and was like, hey, we can actually make money off this and put some different – despite what Ryback says.
Ryback says a lot of things. In TNA,
well, he said they should not wrestle as much and show their bodies more.
Well,
that's funny. That's what he did.
Reminds me. We can segue right into one of the things that Asa really wanted to talk about tonight, the Mae Young Classic.
Yes.
That happened. They taped the first two episodes or the thing?
Like the first round, I think, got aired or they taped it or the first couple of matches.
Yep.
But they did a big YouTube live video where they introduced all 32 contestants. And there was people that I completely forgot were there and that I didn't know, like Shayna Baszler being on it. She's my pick that I like, my Noam Dar for the CWC. I know she's not going to win, but I really want her to win. She's a former MMA fighter. I think she actually had a couple of matches in the UFC.
She one of the four horsewomen of the MMA, right? Because Ronda Rousey was there for her for her match, and they had a stare down with the WWE's four horsewomen.
That's cool.
I'm telling you right now, she's my pick to win.
I still think Kaori Sane.
Well, yeah.
Is Kaori or Kaori? It's Kaori, right?
I think it is Kaori.
Yeah. She's like the Kota Ibushi of this. Like, yeah. It's obvious she's going to win.
Yeah, they signed her. But I mean, I just think they really want Ronda Rousey, and whatever makes her happy to get her to WWE, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking what I would do.
Right.
And that's what I
would
do.
And in total fairness to Baszler, she is a competent wrestler. Like, she has professional wrestling training. She's just not somebody that came straight off the street to do this. She's been wanting to wrestle for about.
Straight off the street.
No, she's been wrestling a lot of independents in Chicago and all that. What'd you say?
He just flipped me off. Yeah, that happens occasionally during the show.
Oh, disrespect. Anyway, but we know some of the ladies that are on there. Santana Garrett, Megan wrestled with her quite a few times, and then I think there was a couple more. Of course, Crazy Mary Dobson
Sarah Logan
on here.
That's a better name, Sarah Logan.
I guess so.
I was a fan of the Crazy Mary gimmick, though. So, I mean, granted, I do like her gimmick now, but the Crazy Mary gimmick was really cool. I wish she could have got to keep that.
So, I guess, you know, WWE's got to put their stake in it, and they're doing stuff different with her. At least she's getting some time on there. But, yeah, just those girls. There was a couple more on there that we knew and, you know, had some dealings with.
We can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
It looks like really, really good. I love the Cruiserweight Classic. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The big thing coming out of this for me, though, I don't know if you heard this story. I think I told Allie. I think I told Dalton.
Yeah.
Is there's this big report that backstage they were unhappy with the Mae Young Classic because they felt like the women weren't up to the visual standard that the WWE presents with their women wrestlers, and that a lot of contracts wouldn't be handed out because the women weren't hot enough.
I don't believe that for one minute.
Well, no way. Like a Vince McMahon thing.
It is totally a Vince McMahon thing.
I don't think Vince has a lot to do with this as much as like Triple H, but every one of these girls were picked. You know,
hand-picked.
Yeah. Like they just don't come off the street. Yeah, exactly. Like they put all those in there. They don't come off the streets. I don't know who does, but these girls don't.
I mean, granted, not everybody's going to be able to walk away signed with the WWE, but I mean, you have to think about it. Just that statement alone is just really shitty. Can I say that?
You can say shitty.
Okay.
On this network, you can.
Oh my God, how dare I? But no, that was just really shitty because you can be, you don't have to have a good look about you to be a good wrestler.
You had a dirty mouth. I was cleaning up with Orbitz.
I heard the Blast podcast you were on. I don't want to hear
about
all that. So anyway.
As a woman's wrestler, a female wrestler, does this happen to you? Like, do you see that a lot in women's wrestling? That they judge it's not just about talent, but also how hot you are?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's one of the main reasons I like to stay covered. Like, I don't like to be real showy in a lot of ways because I don't want to be looked at by my body type.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually wrestle, and I want to wrestle like the guys. So I want to be looked at as a wrestler, not as a...
Not eye candy.
Yeah.
I hate...
Like JD Wilk. I always hated being eye candy. That was, like, the worst thing that could ever be said because that's not what I'm here for.
Right. So. The same thing with me in podcasting. So I strive to look my worst so that way no one really wants to see me. You know, it's all about the audio. I could totally see this being a thing that they would do because they are so petty in the WWE, you know?
Yeah.
But Jason, you look like, you know, you don't agree with
me. No, I can't concentrate. I'm sorry. Just people.
Oh, is it somebody on his phone?
Yeah.
I'm texting one of the owners of CCW right now, actually.
Well, the only important one is right here.
Yeah, the main one is right in front of you.
Well, the only one complaining about someone being on their phone needs to look in the mirror when he's speaking about that.
But he can't look in the mirror because he's too busy looking at his phone.
Well, oh, that's good. That's totally right.
I used to have one of those phones that were mirrors.
Yeah.
Do you remember
those? Oh, the LG Shines?
Yes, yeah. I did have one, though. It fit me well.
Those are really nice. Can we expect or should we expect any of the women from this to come into CCW anytime soon?
I think there's a chance. I mean, definitely with I don't know what it is, but really Ken likes Santana Garrett a whole lot.
Mm.
And I think it's a lot because her dad lives in St. Louis.
Mm.
And so she's down quite a lot in this area. So, yeah, there's a chance, you know, that she could be there. I'm a little disappointed that Leva wasn't in there, you know. I think she deserved to be.
But didn't she kind of burn some bridges with WWE the way she left? Because
no.
What was it that she was using Like, she wasn't signed to NXT.
No, that she didn't. I don't think she had heat with anybody like the owners. It was just other wrestlers getting annoyed that she was over without being under a contract.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. Now, there was like rumors about her selling her stuff and her gimmicks there and all that, but that wasn't true because I asked Leva. Yeah. It wasn't true.
And Leva's stand up girl. I didn't get to, I got to talk to her like once. Dalton, you interviewed her because she won't shut up about it.
I'm sad. I was going to make it the cover photo of my Facebook. But like,
Okay. It's okay. Like some random people have Megan as cover photos and I don't even know who they are. No. We've noticed like Lee.
My girlfriend would kill me.
Yeah. We've noticed points that, I guess just these random guys off Facebook and she's like giving somebody like I'm putting them in a headlock or something like that. I'm like, do you know this person? No. Creeper. Anyway, thanks for buying tickets.
Even if I did know somebody, just that in general is just kind of creepy to me. But I mean, that comes with it, I guess. Yeah, I just try to ignore
the creep factor. How high is the creep factor for you being in such a prominent position in women's wrestling in this area and CCW?
Well, since I shut down my actual Little Bit Facebook account and just have the fan page, that level has gone down significantly. But when I first started doing customs for wrestling, it just skyrocketed. But you can just announce that you're a professional wrestler and people or anything of the sort, something different, and people are... Yeah, you're a woman. Creepers are out there.
You would really be surprised at the guys that come along with this that pay girls to come walk on their face or kick them in the nads. I mean, seriously.
I did none of that, by the way. I just wrestled.
Some people pay to have you go wrestle, take off your socks, put it in a bag, and send it off to them, and they pay you for that. So
anyone in particular?
Austin Lane.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's how they met.
No. No. Let's stop and back up. I'm just saying those questions have been asked of Nikki Lane to do these types of things. And Nikki Lane is a lady, although I hate her.
Yeah.
But Nikki Lane can be somewhat of a lady. She doesn't do those things, but it has been asked.
What about Sweet Sarah Summers?
You would have to ask Sarah. I'm not real for sure. Probably so. Okay,
there's one fly in here. Yeah. It's so hot. He wants in too. Yeah. Everybody wants to be part of this podcast.
Right.
Hottest thing going. So we need to get some more women in because I assume at some point you're going to get tired of fighting Sarah and Nikki, even though I love seeing the matches. There are so many great male wrestlers that you guys bring in and new guys. Are we going to start seeing some new talent in the women's division soon?
Yeah, I believe next month we're trying to get it down, but we should have one or two ladies in here new. And we're just trying to work out the details and just different things with that. But I think Amazing Maria will be back soon. And so we'll.
What about Miss Monica?
Miss Monica? No, apparently someone really disrespected her and she won't return. So I don't know what happened, but she felt hurt and she said embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I think those exact words. But I think Mickey Knuckles will be coming back to CCW. Well, coming back to Cape. She did the girl fight here, but I think she's definitely one of those that we'll be coming back to. Really enjoyed her, and she's both of those women are awesome, like great workers. So we have a lot of people asking to come in, you know. I mean, it's just trying to get them in to work, you know, in just different areas. And we have to have a cap on how many matches we do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean,
Ken's got to go to bed.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, he falls asleep near the main. So, but yeah, I mean, we really got to stay about between 6 and 8.
Eight's pushing it.
Yeah. I don't ever want to go over 8. Ooh. So, you know, just with time restraints and stuff like that, it just doesn't make any sense. But when the opportunity arises, we will, you know, bring more in there. So,
and maybe some of the people from the Mae Young Classic, which will be airing when, Dalton?
Asa
always has this stuff when I ask him.
Yeah, that's why he's a professional. It should be airing in August, late August.
August is my birthday.
Is so it? That'd be a great later than your birthday, though.
Like no, the entire month.
Oh,
it's my birthday month. Yeah. I didn't get that email.
I have
yet.
Those too.
Well, you know who else didn't get an email?
What?
Segway. Renee Young. Renee Young and Daniel Bryan. I don't know, Allie, you've heard about this, did you?
Yes.
Know? Okay. So talking smack is one of my favorite things that WWE does. It's a great, great program where they can come on and kind of be themselves. And I'm always so much more entertained by the wrestling talent when they can come on a show or a show like this and be themselves and talk like a human being and not have to, you know, be in character all the time. They canceled that show, but they did not tell Renee Young or Daniel Bryan, who found out when they got on the internet, much like James Comey didn't know that he wasn't the FBI director anymore until he was getting on a plane and saw it on like CNN. So that's terrible, right? Like, that's an awful thing to do to an employee just in general.
It's a horrible thing to do.
Well, and her other show got canceled too.
Unscripted. No, Unfiltered.
Unfiltered, yeah. So both of her shows. And I mean, really, she is.
She's too good for them.
She's really, really good, which I don't see her staying there a really, really long time. I think Dean Ambrose is probably the reason that she's staying alone. But if you notice, a lot of people that come to WWE, they really get their feet wet, and then they go to ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah.
Todd Grisham.
Yeah, Todd Grisham. Yeah, he's on there. I mean, they go to different things, and I could definitely see her being one of those. So she could be a host of pretty much anything. She's very talented. So
I don't know why she didn't get announcing. Like,
did you ever hear her commentary on NXT?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, she did NXT commentary. She was really, really good at it. And they as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dalton, the professor, they've never had a full-time female commentator, have they?
Nope. Just her on NXT.
That'd be groundbreaking.
After you saying she's done announcing and stuff like that, I completely, like, I don't know why Lita's doing the Mae Young Classic whenever they could have Renee Young do it. Because Renee Young was awesome.
She's probably a little bit too busy.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, but I say Talking Smack, her Tuesday nights opened up.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, she is, like, I like Talking Smack the same way.
It gave us the best promo in years.
Yeah, Miz. Yeah, that Miz was great.
Best promo I've heard in a long time.
You
didn't like that promo or just the Miz in general?
Just the Miz in general. Like, right.
She don't know what she's talking about.
He's broke the internet's heart.
Yeah, the Miz, Kevin Owens, last thing he did when he said vagina on there. Like, that was really good. Did you see that?
Did he say vagina on there?
Yes, he did.
What did he say, Dalton?
I didn't know. AJ Styles said something about, it was a reference to, what was the, Ron Burgundy, Anchorman.
Yeah.
When he said they were in San Diego, and much like San Diego, Kevin Owens, you're like the meaning of San Diego. And in the movie, he said that's the meaning was Wells' vagina. Yeah. And, you know, and I think Kevin Owens didn't get that until he was back on talking smack, and he's like, you know what? AJ Styles just called me, you know, and he's like, called you what? And he's like, a vagina. And then they bleeped it out like 3 seconds after he said it. Why Daniel Bryan was like, you know, just mouthing like, no, he didn't mean that. So yeah, it was good though. But yeah, I hated they took some stuff away. But yeah, Miz really, I think that like took him up to a different level, you know, cause everybody always hates on the Miz, but he is awesome. Like, no pun intended.
Megan?
He's great. Awesome. I mean, you can hate on him. I mean, but he is really his character. Yeah. I mean, he does really great. I mean,
he's a reality TV star. And I know you're all looking at me like,
yeah.
But I'd rather see him on reality TV than I would on professional wrestling.
Blasphemy. Like, on to the next subject.
Well, speaking of dumb things, we have Angle and Jason Jordan's Angle on TV.
Hey, I wasn't done yet. Okay, so we had Angle and Jordan on TV.
So Angle had this big announcement that could have ruined his career.
And well, it could have ruined our career, because if it had been Dixie, Asa said he would quit wrestling, period, and I'd be down a co-host, and then I'd have to bring someone else in to replace him. I guess I could move you up a seat, but we'll see how you do tonight. So what was the big announcement on Raw?
He had an illegitimate son, and it's Jason Jordan. Oh, the odds.
To be fair, Jason Jordan looks a lot like Kurt Angle.
You know who looks more like Kurt Angle?
Who?
Chad Gable.
Disagreed.
Really?
Because he's white?
No, because he legitimately looks like Kurt Angle.
No, you.
Have you listened to the song that they came up with about it?
No.
We don't have that kind of money.
We don't have
that
kind of money.
I think we can play this, can't we?
No, I don't think we can. Anyway, so Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's illegitimate son now.
I'll play it.
All right, hold it up to the microphone because I'm kind of curious what this song is.
I think this is it. Hold on. Yeah, this is it.
This time around, I'm staying at home and things are going to get better. Settling in. loving my wife. But then I got that letter. My black son, my black son. Now each day my heart is getting bigger. Don't even remember sleeping with that lady, but I did. My black son, he's coming to stay. My black son, he's making each day the best that he can. Also, he's a ninja.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, ninja. Yeah, see? We can play that, right?
I mean, yeah, we won't get sued for that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so they broke up American Alpha.
Which, that's the worst part.
Yeah,
that's the part that everybody hates.
But I mean, all right, I hate that. I absolutely hate that because I love American Alpha. But they've been kind of doing this a good way. Like, you have to imagine they've been kind of.
It's Chad Gable's fault that they broke up American Alpha.
Because he's too good by himself?
When he had the match with AJ Styles, they were like, okay, this guy can be a single wrestler. And it just, like, we got to get
And that was my thought. Like, they've had this plan for a month now because Gable started having these singles matches and then Jordan came out for like one of them and then stopped showing up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those, like, all right, we're obviously going to push Gable, although they didn't do anything with him this week, except he was just like, oh, well, he never told me about his dad. And,
I mean, yeah, he did an interview talking about.
But it was just kind of like, eh. But whenever Jordan stopped accompanying him to the ring, whenever he had singles matches, that's kind of when you had to assume they were like, all right, well, you're amazing, because he's been in NXT since, like, 2010. Like working in developmental, and he's been nothing but good for them. So this is a good push for Jordan. Like
this is going to put Jordan higher than he was with American Alpha.
So we just have to hope with Gable that SmackDown does what SmackDown does best and have really good matches with him to kind of
he'll do it. He'll have it like an Intercontinental title run and stuff like that. Because I mean, really, you got the push. I mean, you Kurt Angle's son isn't going to suck.
They got to change Gable's look though. They've got to change his look up. He can't just look like American Alpha Gable.
Well, do you think they're going to change up Jordan's look?
No, because Jordan, I think, can work
better.
He's
going to look like Shelton Benjamin.
Well, I mean, he's Kurt Angle's son. You can push the whole amateur wrestling thing pretty much. Yeah, they could have done this angle already.
Yes.
With the age. Yeah. Could have been his brother by a different mother. Call him the Dudleys. but yeah, Gable has to look different or else, I don't know. I just don't think he's going to succeed if he just continues I'm Chad Gable from American Alpha.
He's too good of a wrestler not to. That's the thing. SmackDown is blessed with guys that can really, really wrestle.
Yeah.
Unlike Raw with, you know, more entertainment.
Yeah.
They got some good wrestlers, but, you know, your AJ Styles, you know, Gable is really, really good. Not Orton.
Nakamura.
They have Nakamura.
Yeah, Nakamura, that guy. Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Kevin Owens. I mean, they got great talent.
Zack Ryder.
Yeah, who? Oh, Mojo's tag team partner.
Oh.
Mojo's dead weight.
Yeah.
Thanks, Booker.
You know it.
Sorry. I was triggered. So I sent my roommate Bob the Eric Andre compilation. He just texted me back, no.
He should have said thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm blessing people.
Tell him to get his stuff and get out.
Get your shit and get out.
Exactly.
Megan opened the door.
Exactly.
So how do you feel about the story?
Well, more
Shannon?
Important than me, I have Asa's thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna read Asa's thoughts. He actually sent me this. It says,
"Are you diabetic? Can you not wait?"
Lane Austin's here tonight.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I need a snack.
Well, dump it out. Hey, isn't that so much quicker?
Oh, this is gonna be such a long show.
Yeah. I mean, which is worse? For 8 minutes until she gets that one piece out, or just dump it. Oh,
then she'd make
the. I live with. Oh my god.
So what's Asa's thoughts on the Jordan angle?
He says, "Why American Alpha was my favorite tag team WWE has, and it was a crime that they were so underutilized on the main roster."
Meow meow.
I have no idea where this story goes. Does Jordan turn on Angle for abandoning him? Does he get added to the already full IC scene with Mr. Raj versus Shield reunion? Maybe they run a story where he trains with Angle to eventually take down Brock Lesnar. That last scenario runs the risk of Jordan being perceived as the new Reigns, since he doesn't have an already established organic fan base. Billy brought up that point. I'm guessing that was Billy Hills. Also, what happens to Gable? And why was Corey Graves such a big part of the story? Will he be part of it going forward? All in all, I'm just worried because if the story flops, the only person who will get the blame will be Jason Jordan.
That's a
good thought. You know, if this goes wrong, you don't blame Kurt Angle because he's Kurt Angle. You blame Jason Jordan because he's untested. So if it doesn't go right, Jordan could get flack for this. He could get, you know, pushed down, so to speak.
You know what this could lead to us, though? More funny angle bits. If we get comedic angle back, that would be amazing.
Maybe Kurt Angle versus Jason Jordan.
I would also be okay with that.
Yeah.
Or
just don't make Angle take any Germans, and I'll be happy.
Or Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan versus Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Charlie Haas.
What is Charlie Haas doing these days?
His best. Have you heard from him?
No, he is. He works for the NWA down in Texas. And I think he's a doctor.
So his best.
Yeah, he's doing better than his best. He's better than the best, like Nikki and Austin.
Yeah.
Get that? Okay. Better than what Austin calls her. I won't repeat that.
What does he call her?
I won't repeat that. I'll repeat it for you. He calls her the breast of the breast.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Don't shake your head at me, Dalton. Austin said it.
I'd shake my head at him right now if he was here.
He'd kick it
he
off.
He can say that. He paid for it.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio rumored to look for a potential retirement run, fielding offers from WWE, GF4, AAA, and Lucha Underground.
Before you say that, you asked me what I thought of Jason Jordan.
Oh, anyway, sorry.
I
want to
answer that. I think it's going to be good for Jason Jordan. He'll get a bigger push from this than wasting away on the tag team with American Alpha, because that's all that's going to happen. Because they cycle their tag teams constantly of who's important. Look at Breezango and what's the other one, Allie? The crazy ones with the face paint.
Ascension.
They make them a big deal every other week, and then they bury them and make them a big deal and then bury them. It's good to get away from it and do something different. Yeah, and we got Broadway is a great place to record, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
So I want to see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. And this time next year, Jason Jordan might be on top of wrestling.
Oh, yeah, no.
He probably won't, but he might be.
But look, anytime there's been an illegitimate son storyline.
It should have been Anderson. Anyway.
Did Hornswoggle not get pushed to the moon?
Oh, that's true. He was the last Cruiserweight champion.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And he's the anonymous GM from Raw.
Yeah.
And he was in the Muppet movie. So you tell me who succeeded.
It's called the Leprechaun, Shannon.
He was also in the Leprechaun.
So we want to talk about Rey Mysterio now?
Allie, you ever see the Leprechaun?
I want to talk about Lucha Underground. Not just, you know, I understand Rey and all that, but the,
you want to talk about Sexy Star and, Tara Valkyrie?
Well, yeah, that leaving to Johnny Mundo's leaving. Lucha Underground
and
today.
And working with GFW.
Yes.
Signed with
Global Force.
Did he officially leave Lucha, though?
I don't know if he officially left. I've seen his Twitter today.
On fire.
Calling out Vampiro, calling him a piece of crap, which, strangely enough, Vampiro is a agent / booker for Lucha Underground. So if you want their talent, you have to go through him, which he worked with Morrison. But apparently he was... I guess he books for AAA.
To give some backstory to this for the people that are listening. So basically what happened is Sexy Star came back to AAA, I think it was, and won the title. And Tara Valkyrie, who is engaged to Johnny Mundo, John Morrison, took offense to that for the way she left, felt that she was backstabbed, posted about it.
She lost her title.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the women's champion.
They tricked Johnny Mundo into bringing the title back to them because they were afraid she
in a photo shoot. Yeah.
They lied. They flat out lied.
Straight up sitcom setup too. Of just being like, hey, can you bring, we need to do a photo shoot with the
belt. Can you bring the title?
Yeah, just bring the title with us. And then, oh, wait, we got to do something with the title, but we'll send it back to you. Don't worry. You're not getting it back. You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Gave me a little switcheroo.
And then, Vampiro posted a thing on Twitter calling her a mark for herself and just kind of went off on her and said she's talented, but the way she did it, she wasted his time. Johnny Mundo responded by saying, everyone in the back thinks you're a two-faced lying piece of shit.
Yep.
And yeah, it got real, real ugly really fast.
Yeah.
I never liked Vampiro for the record.
Yeah, I mean, I loved him. Like,
I never
in ring work wise. I loved him. I loved
only saw
him on
the WCW.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. And I thought he was really good. And I think he's really good with Matt Stryker, doing commentary. But, you know, we don't know him personally and how he is. And I mean, the thing about it, Sexy Star left AAA and would not drop the title, the women's title. She just left. And made them try to find someone to pick it up. She got into it with the ownership. So she left them high and dry. Taya became the women's champion after a while, was defending it. And then because Star wanted to come back, that's when they just took the title from her instead of having a match and having her drop it and stuff.
They said that she lost the match via DQ because she used an illegal, like, chokehold.
In a no DQ match, she lost because she choked someone out.
That's WCW level of, that's TNA level of incredible right there.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
The irony being that Johnny Mundo now works for GFW.
Yeah. I don't think Rey Mysterio is going anywhere else either besides
GFW.
No, I don't think he'll go to there. They don't have enough money to pay Rey Mysterio.
At this point, does Rey Mysterio still cost that much?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
You know from experience?
Yes, I do. He wants to be paid. I mean, it's not like crazy amount of money, but he to sign a contract, I mean, it wouldn't do him any good. He'll go to Impact or whatever you want to call it, GFW, and he'll win the title and he'll have it for a little bit, then he'll drop it and retire. But he needs to go back to WWE.
I hear they're not
going to
have a champion for long, so they'll need a new champion.
Yeah. Even though, well, never mind. Go ahead.
No. What was that?
I thought you were going to talk about Alberto.
We are going to talk about Alberto.
Well, I'm ready. All right.
Are you gonna...
So
that poor man getting beat. And
so, yeah, I found this out right before we went on the air. I don't know if you saw it, Dalton.
No.
It looks like they're going to charge Paige with assault.
With domestic violence in the airport. It was her, airport incident. Not him.
Yeah. But the investigation into him is not closed.
He's trying to get the gnat.
He's trying to get the fly. It's not a gnat. It's a fly. It's one fly, and it's driving us all crazy. But, yeah, so we've been talking about the Paige thing for a while, and it looks like, yeah, they're going to charge Paige with something. Del Rio might also get paid – or paged. Might also get charged. El Patron was stripped of the – Acer wrote it down here for me. The WAW UK title, which is the promotion owned by Paige's dad.
Of course.
Yeah, big surprise there.
Yeah.
And he's already suspended from GFW. He'll probably be stripped of the title sometime soon.
I don't see him being stripped of the title. Like, why?
Well, if it turns out that he's charged, I could see
him. Yeah, I mean, I could see something like that. But Paige, she's done with.
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
Her career's over.
Is WWE going to release Paige?
I don't know if they'll release her just because of that movie.
The Rock movie.
They'll probably just hold on to her and never use her. That's the thing.
The longer, at what point is she a liability? At what point is she making the company look bad?
If she was on TV, it would make them look bad. Like, she's just there now.
Right.
There's no.
What if she goes on a racist rant?
I mean, maybe.
They got Hogan for 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
And she's already got a sex tape.
Yeah.
So she's halfway to the Hogan.
Yeah, she's halfway to the Hogan. That's a trifecta, brother.
You're getting orange with envy down there, Dalton.
Go ahead. I already got a hole in the shirt.
Just rip it from
Thanks,
the hole.
Thanks, Hastings.
That's why they went out of business.
I'm so strong. Sorry.
So Billy Gunn now owns the Billy Gunn trademark.
Yeah, he does.
Glossing over all of this Paige stuff. That's fine. It's kind of a trash story from Trash Bird, so we'll talk about Billy Gunn. Now, Billy Gunn, something about Billy Gunn and CCW. Would you remind me what it is? I know what it is, but I just wanted you to say it on the air so people would listen. Yeah.
About him coming and tagging up with Brandon Barbwire?
Yes, the former champion Brandon Barbwire next Saturday.
Yeah, next
at
Saturday.
The anniversary
Hashtag
show.
One true champ.
Yeah, going against Hollis Giroux and Mathis. What did you?
She hurt her hand.
Did
yeah.
She?
She hurt her hand. She smacked it against something. I don't know what it was.
Well,
there was some barbed wire down there. I may have cut her. But yeah, so Billy Gunn.
Yes, Billy Gunn will be at CCW next weekend. And
he owns the name.
He does own the name.
Good on him.
Yeah, very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Because usually whenever they WWE likes to – I don't know why they let it lapse. They like to clamp these names down. Why would Billy Gunn – are they not paying attention or are they trying to catch that fly?
You have to think he was fired for steroid use. And – So he was fired for steroid use, and then he started doing independent wrestling, like stuff like that. And I don't know what he was wrestling as in like Japan. I'm assuming it was Billy Gunn, but
it was.
So now he just has full right to use it whenever he wants. I don't know if he's going to be able to use the one or badass, but like he has.
He could be the each.
The each Billy Gunn?
Yeah. That's one in Japanese.
Oh. So Billy each? Or the each Billy Gunn?
Yeah, the each Billy Gunn.
The each. Can you please have him come out as that?
But yeah, no, it's pretty neat that he got the name. Although it is really weird that WWE, so maybe they just didn't care. Or he is one of Triple H's friends, maybe he was just like, here, have the name.
Can I please have my career? And Triple H was like, go for it, buddy.
Yeah.
You're doing well for yourself.
Because, I mean, X-Pac owns X-Pac. Like, that's his.
Yeah. Well, until he trades it for
1-2-3 Kid.
Yeah, there you go. That's much better than what I was going to say.
Exactly.
I was going to break Dalton's poor little heart.
Yeah, you were.
I know.
I'm going to call him.
Just call
Can you really?
Right now.
Yeah.
Just put him on the phone with Dalton. Just say, hey, someone wants to talk to you.
It'll be like the phone to it'll Dalton. Be the LeVar Burton.
Hey, you call
him, cause I don't want to. No.
Okay. I don't know what he's doing.
Are you going to tell him the story of that one night? At the
no.
House, not?
Well, now you
I think
have
you
to.
Need to tell us the story about that one night.
One night at the house.
you know how after each show we gather at the house and we indulge in adult beverages and.
Yes, was X-Pac there?
No.
Because I totally missed if he was.
I said, now, do remember, Ken doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, when we were calling people, Brandon was calling.
Brandon was prank calling.
Yeah, Brandon would prank like call people. Who
3
do,
o'clock in the morning.
We called Marty Jannetty.
The one true champ is making yes, prank calls to Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, we called Marty Jannetty. Yeah,
but,
anyway.
But I imagine Marty Jannetty was happy to hear from him, even though he had no idea
he
who he was.
He had his phone disconnected.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, you mean he couldn't afford his phone bill?
Or maybe he just had too many prank calls and changed his number. Either
Brandon,
way.
Prank called Marty Jannetty one too many times.
Yeah, hey, this is Sean, brother.
Every time Brandon gets home, he picks up the phone and calls Marty Jannetty just to mess with him. Brandon has a deep-rooted hatred for Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. You were always a weak rocker.
I'm just hanging out.
I believed in you.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't get. You wore a terrible outfit when you beat Shawn Michaels.
You could have just left it at you wore a terrible outfit.
He did beat Shawn Michaels.
He did. And no that, title. Was a, that was a great feud.
It was for that.
There's some Broken Hardy anthem nonsense, but we don't even have time to talk about all that because
basically they were going to sign a quick contract and they were going to give it to the Hardys, but Anthem wanted 50% of everything they made, including Jeff's band and Jeff's art.
So they gave them a bullshit term that they knew they wouldn't agree to. Basically,
yeah,
yeah,
because I understand wanting 50% of anything that says broken on it, but whenever you start going into somebody's art that you obviously don't own, and then somebody's music which you obviously don't own, unless Jeff just starts it like a rapper and says broken before every song, there's no reason that you like that.
Broken.
There's no reason that Anthem should be making that demand. So
Anthem is begging for money, whatever they can get.
And attention.
Yeah.
So what
it's
I want
ridiculous.
What I want to happen is WWE just use it. And then Anthem's one lawyer shows up to Connecticut and just sees WWE's room of lawyers.
It's an army of lawyers.
Yeah.
It's like that New World Order video, and they're just lawyers marching toward Anthem headquarters, which I assume is just Jeff Jarrett's.
They're not going to march. They're not going to push that one. They'll wait for their one recent graduate that just passed his bar.
It's probably Joseph Parks.
I would be slightly afraid then.
Look at that reference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, it's stupid. The more we talk about this broken
heart. Do you know who Joseph Parks is, Megan?
I didn't think so. The more we talk about this broken
Allie,
Hardy.
Who is Joseph Parks? Tell Megan.
I don't know.
The more we talk about this broken Hardy nonsense, the more it irritates me.
Dalton, tell them who Joseph Parks is.
He's a lawyer that also wrestles for, I guess, GFW now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
They call him Abyss.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. Yes.
Sometimes. All right, last thing. And we'll talk more about the Hardys in the future because that's something
yeah, because it'll always keep getting brought up.
Yeah, because it's like the Page drama. Something new every week, you know? Yeah. It's,
I don't. I guess I live in like a shell because I really don't hear a lot of stuff. Maybe I just.
We look for it, you know, for the show specifically.
Yeah,
like we have to dive deep into this.
Yeah.
The gnats on your
Stop
head.
It.
All right, sorry. Fans. We've been trying
they
to kill.
She's natty headed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. It's good.
So what's for somebody? Mark Henry says he's transforming into a backstage role in WWE.
He's transforming?
Transitioning.
Jesus.
Transitioning. Backstage role, Mark Henry.
So, yeah, Mark Henry might be towards the end of his career. And I mean, he's good for it.
So he's going to be an agent now.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think I should do in my match, Mark? Whip his ass.
Somebody's got to. Somebody's going to get it.
So- yes.
It's sexual.
That's what he tells the women. Like, he has a gimmick for every match.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Use this hand. It's my son.
That should instead of Jason Jordan and Angle, that should have been the thing.
It's,
yeah. No, they did do that.
Yeah, well,
they did do it where
at
he
Raw 1000.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raw 1000. It was just
it was a guy in a hand suit.
Okay, Allie. So back in, like, what, 98?
Yeah.
Mark Henry impregnated.
By the way, back during the Attitude Era, when everyone said it was the best of wrestling, this happened.
Mark Henry impregnated Mae Young. Now, that name may sound familiar to you.
The Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
She was 160 at the time.
Yeah. She was old whenever the Eagles came out. That's my favorite joke. I'm going to use it every time I talk about an old person. But, yeah, so Mark Henry impregnates her, and then she gives birth on TV to a hand. Like a huge, like a rubber hand. Yeah, like a full grown adult hand. And then for the Raw 1000, which was like the 1000th episode of Raw, they're like coming out of the doorway was a 20 something in a big hand suit. It says, "Hey, I'm Mae Young's son." And we all have a nice chuckle on it. And then we remember, yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Yep.
I mean, it's the best way they could have finished that angle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long con.
Better than, Kane's illegitimate son, which would have been Triple H's. No one remember that?
I don't remember
that one. Oh, my gosh. What was the name?
Was it when they banged Katie Vick?
Katie Vick!
And they had the zombie baby?
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah, no, that was garbage.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they did bang the body.
Yes.
Do we ever tell you about Katie Vick?
We have. We have had to have. It's one of the more egregious things WWE's ever done.
Yes, anyway. Did you know about it?
I did not.
Okay, so Triple H is making fun of Kane, and he comes in with a mask or whatever, and Kane's girlfriend died in a car wreck.
And Kane was responsible for.
Yeah, his real name's not Kane either. So, anyway, they have Katie Vick, the one that passed away, had her in the casket. And Triple H comes in dressed as Kane and
No. He was dressed as Triple H with the Kane mask. Yeah. That was the best part.
Yeah, so he got into the casket and had
relations
with the dead body.
Don't forget the best part. So he at the end he grabs what looks like a handful of ground up meat and says, "I screwed her brains out."
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
this. Yeah.
Gamer.
Yeah, I didn't watch wrestling back then.
So. Game over.
Oh, but you missed the best time.
Yeah, that sounds like a real good time. Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway. Congratulations, Mark Henry.
Yeah, yes. Good job. We're really
proud of you. After all the crap you've been through in the WWE, you deserve it.
Yeah.
Yes, one of my favorite best interviews, too, when he did the retirement interview.
Ooh,
when he
had that promo,
pink suit.
Yeah, and he took out Cena.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
That was really good. Yeah. One of my most embarrassing moments happened when I was trying to talk to Mark Henry.
What was that?
What is that? Chocolate. Cocaina? Okay, sorry. I'm just
kidding. Cocaina clutch?
No, so I was really young, probably like 16. Yeah. And we went to a wrestling show at the Memphis Redbirds baseball stadium. I probably told you guys this story, but we were all standing out there, and Nicole Bass was there. Mark Henry was there. Prince Albert, who was Baldo at the time, was there. A whole bunch of guys. And we were all sitting there, all the kids were getting autographs or whatever, and Mark Henry walks in, and he's the only guy on WWE TV, so we're waiting to get his autograph. So all the young guys that are coming around signing autographs and stuff, yeah, thanks, you know, and one of these guys comes up to him and says, "Hey, do you want me to sign that for you?" I was like, "No, thanks, man, I'm waiting for Mark Henry." So he's like, "Okay, no problem," walks away. Like, I think it's like 10 years later, that turns out to be Kurt Angle that asked to give me an autograph, and I turned him down because I wanted Mark Henry's.
Kurt Angle will always remember you. He'll see you in a show. You're and just
the
go,
one that
you didn't want my interview.
Yeah,
I
mean,
autograph.
But I would have took an interview.
I lied when I said the one last thing. This is one last thing. Battleground is on Sunday. We're not going to preview it. We don't have time. It's probably not going to be that good. It'll be okay.
This has been the running trend with like the. We have 50 PPV like pay-per-views we have.
Yeah, we haven't previewed it because we always talk about Stride now. We talk about CCW. We don't have time to talk about WWE.
And honestly, they don't give me near the like brain trauma that I get from whenever we have to preview these pay-per-views and be like, "Well, I hope they don't horribly book this whenever they horribly book it."
Watch it on the network.
I'm going to watch
it. Any wrestling fan, if you're a wrestling fan, you should have the network. Even if you don't like WWE, there's so much content there.
Well,
you
need I only know about one match, and that's the prison match.
The Punjabi prison
match?
Yeah,
that's the only one they're previewing.
Ali, do you know the Punjabi prison match?
I was there for the first one.
I'm sorry.
With, was it Undertaker and...
That was Batista.
It was Batista and...
Kali.
No, because the first one... Yeah, because Kali couldn't do the first one. It was Undertaker and Big Show.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, you're right, because I remember the joke being that the first Punjabi prison match didn't have the guy from Punjabi in it. So basically, it's a steel cage match, wrapped in a steel cage, but it's all like bamboo.
Yeah. Kickoff show is going to be Ty Dillinger and Aiden English.
It's good to see Ty Dillinger maybe getting a win.
I want to see if I can quickly find the matches just so we can say them. Jinder Mahal and Orton. Usos and New Day. Cena and Rusev. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch versus Natalya, Tamina, and Lana. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's a four-way match.
Is that Lana Experiment over yet?
Nope, no, not yet. Never. Nakamura versus Corbin. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. And then,
was that for Lana? Or?
Well, I mean, I like her. I do, but not as... Everyone has their place. I'm sorry.
I see Dalton doing the movie motion.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to get this on.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted you to I just wanted you to talk into it so we could hear it.
Talk into the mic, yes. No, I like Lana. I don't know if I'm going to like her as a wrestler. Everyone has their role.
Yeah.
Everyone has their
Dalton.
Role.
Yeah, Dalton.
She can be fine. I haven't really watched her, except match. For WrestleMania. I was.
Oh, the tag?
Yeah, like the eight women tag.
So we saw
whatever.
The second match she had on WWE.
She wrestled Naomi at the last SmackDown pay-per-view, and it was okay. Like, we were there. What the hell was
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it was just kind of there. But then they had a rematch where she lost in, 6 seconds?
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, the Lana experiment's over, except.
Nope.
The way she looks.
And then there's one last match. Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis with Maria Kanellis.
Oh,
the
that's cool.
Greatest.
Stop
greatest.
It. I don't want to pay the CFO's money for that theme. Please don't sing it anymore.
It's on Spotify. It's free.
That's not how that works.
It's Dalton's favorite theme. He's always scared of us getting sued for using it. But he loves it so much.
Oh, I hate that. I hate everything that it stands for.
We've talked about that already. The big thing is that tickets are apparently not selling well. And they're being discounted for Battleground. I have an ace of thought on that.
What's your ace of thought on that?
Well, it's ace of thought.
Man, that really sucks. Okay. What's next?
The reason Battleground is selling well. Wait, I think he. The reason Battleground is selling well. I think you mean isn't selling well. Could be because there are three separate anti-American stories with Jinder Mahal, Rusev, and Kevin Owens. There also could be people saving money for SummerSlam or the Royal Rumble weekend featuring NXT Raw and SmackDown, which is in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
All true. It also might be that Jinder Mahal is just not.
No, it's because no one cares about those matches when they see it every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason.
And
no
one. The Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton has run
Randy Orton should stop main eventing. Okay. If AJ Styles was in that match instead of him, it would be selling a lot better.
Yeah. Cause
or John Cena.
John Cena. John Cena, first of all, Rusev should be the champion. I'll just put that there. But Cena is, he should be more of a. They just do him in a match. Hey, why don't you go against Rusev? So, hey,
the most basic match they could, too. Yeah. Rusev, bad guy.
Yeah, you put a flag up. I'll put a flag up. They've done this a lot of times before.
They've done this with Rusev and Cena before. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He came out in a tank. Rusev did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was bullshit.
Yeah, just the way it ended.
That
but
made
no.
me so mad.
And it's one of those, I was happy whenever Jinder had the belt. Or got the belt. I'm happy that Jinder still has the belt. If they want to call this an experiment, then they need to, what Jason said, you need to have him wrestle more than one guy. Yeah. That's ever since he's had the belt, he's only dealt with Orton.
Right. Yeah.
It's not an experiment if you're doing the same thing over and over again.
This has to be the last match because I don't think they're going to take it off of Jinder anytime soon. I think they're saving it for John Cena. What, somebody at the door again?
No, whenever I said that's not how you do an experiment, she gave me a look because that's exactly how you do a scientific experiment.
I mean, I was like, you need controls.
They've had the control's been too long. The control's going bad.
So who do you put Punjabi up against next?
You mean Jinder? His name?
Punjabi.
Wow. Styles. Corbin. Because Jinder, he won't go against Corbin.
Racial insult. I'm just saying, the Punjabi prison match, who do you put the Punjabi? I mean, that's what they're billing him from as Punjabi, even though he's not from.
You mean the Canadian?
He's Canadian.
Owens?
Canadian? Yeah.
Canadian versus Canadian? That'd be funny.
So you say Styles.
Styles would be a great pick.
I don't see him dropping the United States title that quickly to do it. It'll be Cena. Cena will take the title off him at SummerSlam.
Or they'll do Randy Orton again. It's a possibility.
Cena. Cena's going to beat Rusev. Cena's going to go on, take the title, and then.
You think he'll beat Jinder for it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. America, why wouldn't you? Unless Hogan's coming back, brother.
I'd like to see that, brother.
Who wouldn't, brother?
All right, brothers.
All right.
Let's do it. Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk.
Brother,
we got about two minutes left. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, this show's going long. I've given up on that hope.
Let's talk about Cape Championship Wrestling. So obviously Megan and Jason are here to talk about CCW. And next week is the big show. It's the anniversary show. I can't believe it's been a year. I really can't.
Yeah.
Allie and myself and Tanner went to the first show a year ago to see, we went to see Hunter, obviously, because I'm good friends with Hunter, and went to see Osby, because I'm good friends with Osby, and Osby was going to wrestle. Of course, he had to not wrestle, medically couldn't, but he'll be back on this show.
So you had to wait a year.
I had to wait 400 days.
Yes.
To see.
How did you know it was 400?
I've got a counter. I've got a counter going, to see Osby wrestle again. How big is this show to you? To both of you.
You go ahead.
I tried to make a video the other day when I was seeing all the, you can look on Facebook and see all the I guess the aftermath yeah. of the, you know, the memories and stuff, and just like, the Missourian putting out the pictures and everything when they came, and just seeing the fans and reaction, the video of, Ken introducing, Ricochet that was coming to the next show, and it just,
a fan, yeah. Aaron Powell was there, a yeah. friend of ours. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it was really, I don't know. I didn't know if we would be here.
You didn't think we'd last a year.
I didn't know if we would. I mean, because really, like I told a lot of people, we didn't know what in the world we were going to get. We didn't know if there was wrestling fans here or not. WWE barely came around.
Right.
You know, they were, what, here every once or twice, every two or three years yeah. that we come around. So there was no wrestling here. I mean, you would have something over in Illinois, something over in Tennessee every once in a while, but nothing here. So we didn't, I remember, I was telling Megan yesterday, I was like, you remember when we were sitting in here and you and Brandon, I told you about this and you both told me I was an idiot and I should just go and just, you know, just quit and go. And she never said that, but I like to say stuff like that because it makes me feel better, but
more dramatic.
Yeah, it is. But no, when we all sat around and talked about it, Brandon's like, man, I just don't know. I don't think there's a lot of wrestling fans around here, man. I hope we have good luck with it. And then, boom, after that first show, it just kind of took off. People wanted to see, you know, what's coming next, what's happening, and, you know.
Did the first show go like you thought it was going to go?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the fans, you know, were like, you know, really into it. And that was awesome. And I think a big reason was how the show started off with Sarge and Brandon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we would have put any other match out there, it may not have had the same impact because I don't think people were ready for Sarge, first of all.
No, Ali can tell you my love for Sarge was immediate. I thought, this guy is incredible. I love this guy.
And then Brandon got to go in there and show what he could do. People got introduced to Jeff O'Dell right off the bat. And, you know, and then the way the show ended with Brandon turning heel and joining up with Jeff and the Pinnacle getting started, it was like, wow, there's a lot of stuff happening.
I feel so, not bad, but when I saw Sarge the first time, I thought, wow, he's incredible. I love this guy. He's entertaining. And when I saw Brandon the first time, I think I either turned to Tanner Alley and I went, I know that guy. He's a friend of my friends. It's like, I recognize him. So I'm sorry, Brandon. I didn't see his greatness at first. I just saw a guy I think I knew. You know?
No, because I'm pretty sure all three of us were like, he looks very familiar.
Yeah, I know that guy from somewhere.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, he kind of looks like my cousin.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I met him, like the first time we talked, whenever we did the podcast or whatever, I was like, I've met you before. And he was like, yeah, no, I would go into Hastings all the time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's how I know people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually have a poster from the first show. I'm going to go grab it real quick because I have questions about people on there. Dalton, stall for about 15 seconds.
Well, Megan, talk about how you felt about
Megan,
the first.
Tell us how you felt.
Well, obviously, like you said, at first, I wasn't on board. I was like, this isn't going to work. I was in very much denial about it. But after the first show and just seeing how everything played out and hearing your rant and raving about how things were supposed to be and what this is going to set up for that and seeing it all come to life, like the vision, the story that you told me of the things that you wanted to see, and they actually happened. They came to life. Our crowd was amazing. And one thing you guys caught my attention at the very beginning, because you guys get everybody else behind you. You guys are obviously our smart fans.
We're the cheerleaders.
Yes, you know what's going on, and I love that because we are not what we are without our crowd. You guys carry us more than you realize, especially for me. It just like we know where we are in the match with the match because of you guys on the outside. So that's a great thing. And just to see how everybody reacted to everything that he put out there. Well, him, Ken, and Lee, and all the guys in the back, you know, just
me.
Barry retroactively.
Yeah. Barry came later, yes. Yeah. But, you know, just all the – it was – I'm very proud of where we are now, especially having doubt when we first started. And then just to see how big it is. And still for 2 to 3 weeks after the show, my news feed is still filled with CCW things that – is awesome.
Yeah. And there was something you said there. I thought the crowd reaction. Mm-hmm. I remember that first show feeling because Tanner was with me, and Tanner was too scared to make noise. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't want to chant anything. I don't remember. He was too nervous. Like, hey, do you want to chant this? As opposed to, like, me and Asa and Dalton and Allie, yeah. We're just full on.
Yeah, and then whenever you would say things that you shouldn't say, you would blame Tanner.
That's not true. I said things that were entertaining. I didn't say anything disrespectful. There was, when Genesis was in the ring, I yelled out, like, Super Nintendo's better, something like that, and everyone just stared at me. Yeah. Like, the crowd, like, I swear, the crowd just kind of turned and looked at me, and that was the whole show, as I kept making, like, I would yell things out. And the crowd would just look at me like I wasn't supposed to say anything.
You started Billy's sister and then blamed Tanner. Well,
that's gotten over, though. That's one of my favorite things.
That wasn't at the first show. That was at, like, Homecoming.
No, I did it at the first show.
Too.
All right, so.
Because she looked straight at us, and he's like,
yeah, I pointed to Tanner. I was like, it was him. So for all of you fans that chant Billy's sister, you're welcome. That's a Shannon Young original.
Thank you. I love it.
I remember there was the show at, I think it was Chaffee or Delta. I don't remember which one. But I think it was either Dalton or Asa. I don't remember who started, like, a Little Bit's Got Your Nose. What was it?
She's Got Your Nose.
Yeah, I just remember the look on your face. You looked so entertained. And I was like, that's awesome.
The fact that it was picked up so quickly. Yeah. Because the way that it went in my mind, and usually – at any show that I go to and I'm running through the things in my mind, okay, I can do this to get this type of reaction, or I can do this just because I want to do this and it's fun. But when I look for the things to get the reactions, and then when something goes over the way that I planned it out, I just get – I'm so freaking excited. Like, you don't even know. I was like, they're into it. And she's just like, what? And I'm like, nothing. Keep going. Like, I loved it. Like, I was – if I would have done that in the places that I had wrestled previously in Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, they would not have picked up on that.
This is a different world. Yep.
I've done it in Mississippi before I had brought it here, and it took them a minute, you know, to realize what I had done. It could have also been the person I was working at the time. It could have been just the crowd. But you don't know the joy you brought me when I heard that. I was like, yes.
We decided early on that we wanted to be a better fan. I know this is going to sound stupid, but, like, we heard other fans chanting, you suck, he sucks, she sucks.
The basics.
And we were like, we want to be more creative than that. We want to be fun. We want, you know, we want to do that. So not everything hits.
Yeah.
But when it hits, it's really entertaining.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Like, yeah. You guys make us. You guys make or break us.
It's chicken and egg.
Yeah.
What comes first?
Right.
Do we give the reaction because you guys are so good, or are you so good that you get a reaction? It doesn't matter.
Right. Either way, like, we all work so well together.
Yeah. The guys in the ring are working, and it's like.
But for you to see our creativity, or to see what we're doing and to get behind it and make it fun and make it,
when the fans get behind it, it just gives the guys that extra boost.
Yes.
Right. You know, it like really picks them up, any kind of reaction, because you've never known anything until you were at a show and there's crickets. Like, you're trying to do stuff and there's no reaction.
That we went to at first, at least, it was kind of quiet because, you know, a lot of the guys they weren't familiar with. Like you said, it's new coming to Cape.
Yeah.
So we were like, and when Tanner would say something, I would say something. There were moments where there wouldn't be anybody that would join in. I still remember, and I've told Brandon this story. He was up on the top rope. It was him and Billy, I think it was. Yep. And he looks down at us, me and Allie and Tanner, and he goes, "Champ, Billy sucks." And we were like, "Billy sucks." And then Brandon starts doing the pump up motion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still does that to me. Yeah. He'll still come out at every show and go, "Hey, try to get this started." And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Brandon's real big
champ
on it.
One true champ.
Yeah. The whole
hashtag everything.
Yeah. The big thing, you know, Brandon was one of the guys, you know, around here, it was me, Brandon, and Megan that would just talk about how stuff and how I wanted it to go. And we would have disagreements on different things and different ways going. I'm like, no. I respect your opinion, but it's going to be my way. You know what I'm saying? So I was very like, you know, Megan's like, why you got to be such a jerk? But I mean, it's just my vision in my head, how things are going to be. And then it happens, because I'll never forget when at the end of that, when Jason turned around and Brandon clotheslined him, and the way the crowd like gasped back, like, what in the world? And, you know, they just started beating down him until Durden came out and made the save. And, you know, just the reaction of that, it, like, there's different emotions, and that was a different one than I ever felt. I've been in a ring, won matches, lost matches, done different stuff, made people mad, made people happy, you know, so I've done a lot of stuff. But that was sitting back watching, when someone can see When someone, sorry, that gnat just flew right in my mouth. Anyway, yeah, so, when people, or when I can visually see something and then it happens and I get the reaction that I, in my head, I was imagining another one, Ron Simmons coming out. I imagine that. I thought about it. I would set and play his music on my phone and just imagine him coming out and the reaction that it would get. And it was just like that. And yeah. It's amazing. It's like someone painting a picture and it turns out to be perfect. So anyway, I really liked the show.
It was a good show. It just kept getting better and better and better and better. I do miss some of the people that we had in the original. I love Diamond Doll. Mm-hmm. I still miss Diamond Doll. She burned me so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd she do it?
So
tell me how she did it.
She, I think she was getting in the ring. She either said something or did something.
Yeah, it was best of the best because she was coming. She like started entering the ring from our side where we were sitting. And you said, what was it?
I said something.
Yeah, I like your outfit.
Yeah. And then she goes, what? And I said, I like your outfit. What? And I did it again. I was like, God damn it. She caught me.
Because Asa and I, so if you ever, and you might have caught on, but anytime somebody's in a hold, you'll hear one of either Asa or myself say, if you tap, they'll let go. But you had the I quit match. So she had you, I think it was like in a chin lock or something. And then Asa just yelled at her, hey, what do you have to say to win, or what does she have to say to win the match? And she's, what? And he's like, what do you have to say to win the match? And
it was so simple. Yeah, got us. She completely got us.
Yeah. She's quicker than you think. Yeah, she picks up on things.
And she's also the only one that we saw. I don't remember which show it was because we were out in the parking lot with CJ Shine and he was taking a selfie with us. He's like, hey, let's all get a picture. I'm like, cool. And then we saw Diamond Doll walk by like out of costume. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, that's Diamond Doll. And I was like, I kind of want to say hi. But I was afraid of her. She's the only one I've ever been afraid of. And I was like,
you should be.
Yeah. And I'm good.
Yeah, I know.
Durden was there. Of course, mm-hmm. Durden was incredible.
Yep.
But all of the people that have come in since then have also incredible. I mean, you guys have such a great roster of talent there.
Yeah. And that's that's the thing. Like, we have a great roster of core guys. And then, you know, we're steadily bringing new guys in and doing stuff.
Justin Smart.
Yep. Justin Smart's
did
a new guy.
Did very well at the last show.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing him again.
Yeah. Another local guy coming in. I mean, we get asked all the time, you know, hey, do you have any openings? We want to come in. And right now I tell them, hey, I'm sorry, man, we're booked out like a year and a half and out, you know, like we're literally like at least till next June, July that we might have an opening unless someone gets hurt or backs out or something like that, which could happen. But, you know, who
knows? Unless it's JD because he'll be back in a week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he'll get hurt again.
Monster.
But best of luck this coming up Friday, JD. Stay healthy.
Please.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely. So, you know,
he's wearing his hat. Dalton's literally wearing his hat right now.
He is.
Allie also has his hat. I don't like that. I've seen JD.
Yeah. You should burn it.
I will.
Yeah.
Thanks for permission. I paid money for that. Please don't.
But yeah, I mean, the roster is just crazy and just, we got so many great things coming in the future of CCW 2 that's just really exciting. And
speaking of which, mm-hmm. you said you had some announcements to make on the show. I think now's a good time.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, a lot of guys were asking about the big guy coming in. It's definitely not Ryback. So sorry to disappoint anybody.
I'm a little
disappointed. So the week he announced, or the weekend you announced that was the same weekend that we went to Glory Pro together. And the second I got him in the car, I was just like, please tell me it's not Ryback. Please tell me it's not Ryback. If it's Ryback, I'm going to be really upset. And he was like, it's not Ryback. And then, but at the same time, he's also
he did that Jason wink and smile.
Yeah. He's like, of course it's not Ryback. And then he said, meow, 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 meow. And then he kind of just blew over the whole thing.
Megan doesn't know about that yet. So I have to teach her. But yeah, the guy that I wanted to bring in, we are bringing in, I booked him before at a show.
In Cape Championship Wrestling or?
No, in Tennessee. And he worked Osby. They had a really good match.
Oh, I won't be here for this one.
No, you won't be. Mm-hmm. But, Moose, from Global Force coming in. Super guy. He's incredible athlete. I mean, he really should be. I mean, not taking nothing away from Global Force, but he really should be a WWE guy. I mean, he's so much
top tier talent.
Yeah. Like
he's
legit.
Such a good guy too. Like we had dinner with him after the show and he's just
Nice. Really like good, legitimately
down,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Down to earth. Yeah. Really
just
good.
Just super
guy.
Cool guy. And I mean, just like I said, his talent level is off the charts. You can see it in Ring of Honor, and he's actually gotten better, you know, putting him in there with guys like Lashley and, you know, I think he worked, EC3 and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know, working those guys have just made him better.
Right.
And, yeah, he will be here.
When is he coming in?
He will be here for Homecoming 2.
Okay.
August 26th. Yes. So he will be there for that. And then we also, have signed for September, the besties in the world, Matt Finch and, Davey Vega.
They're very happy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I got to see them, at the Glory Pro show. And that, I've known Davey for a year now, and I got to, watch him work, but that's the first time I got to see Fitch, and I'm super impressed. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be going against Roscoe Eat Lisa. So the match is going to be off the charts.
That's also going to be in
August. That's September. Calm down, oh, yeah. Brother.
I was stuck on something else.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
I felt really bad during the Besties in the World match because I was sitting right next to Jason, and the entire time I was like, book them both. You should book them both. They wrestle in NWO. They have to have Missouri's license. Book them both.
Well, before we even went in there, I spent a lot of time just talking to Davey about stuff when the other guys were looking for seats. And, that's why I met.
Wait, he was in that room because I tried buying a shirt from him.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't find him because he was talking to Jason.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, him and Fetch were over there and, you know, we got to talk and stuff like that. So, Roscoe Eat Lisa and him going to be crazy. And then the other day I touched him. Did you see that?
I hate this fly.
And,
I hate this damn fly.
I actually just booked last night. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I pronounce his name 100% correctly.
While you're looking that up,
yeah,
Megan,
go ahead.
You keep dropping hints. Are you not going to be at the August show?
No, I will not be on the August show. Hmm. I will be on vacation.
Really? Is this the first show you've ever been at?
Yes. The August show will be the first show. And you went to WrestleMania.
But I didn't miss a show.
It's your show. And this is the first. I deserve a vacation. As he just said, this is the first show that I will be missing. So over a year of being under your thumb, I need my vacation.
You deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, you won't be here then. But that's okay. That gives other people a chance
exactly.
to get in there.
It's good to have diversity in there. I don't need to be, and I, by all means, I don't want to be the only one that's always out there. I feel other people, they deserve their turn to come in. And
you don't want to hog the spotlight.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that being the booker's wife, I constantly feel like I'm going to be hated for this because.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Like, well, not, I know that they don't hate me for it. Not anyone yet, but like I know they, you know, I can only imagine how that would be.
You're gonna have to walk on the eggshells a little bit.
Well, no,
I think
feel like you have to prove yourself more.
Yeah, because you know, I don't want it to be like, well, you're the booker's wife, that's the only reason one you're here, or you're always here, or you have the title. I hope that don't ever come out to be anything like that because that's not.
Well, I told her if she sucked, she wouldn't get booked. I don't care if she's my wife or not, but she turned out to be really, really good wrestler.
Turns out you connect with the fans on a level.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
You're
I'm
actually
fine.
Good and people like
except
you.
At the last show. If I've ever been angry at the fans at the last ever, it was at the last show. There was a group of fans behind us and they were nice guys. They were good guys. And I hope they come back to other shows because I thought they were entertaining. But there was one time when you won the title and the crowd was chanting, you deserve it. And the one time they went, no, you don't. And I almost stood up and turned around and cracked my knuckles. I'm a big guy.
Yeah. Very intimidating.
The thing just bit me. It bit me on the arm. Just for the record.
You're so intimidating. Oh, that gnat got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Jason, do you have a name?
Yes. Myron Reed. He's the Glory Pro champion.
Yeah.
Hot Fire. He will be here in September also with Besties in the World. So it's going to be should be a really, really fun show.
He's real good.
Yeah.
He's on the same show as the Besties.
Yes. Yeah. September 30th. And another thing about CCW is after talking to the other owners the other day, we've decided that going through, I guess, maybe September, October, November, December, we're going to have a show every month. And maybe twice a month sometimes, but we're going to try to travel. There's talks about going down to Kennett, Missouri. There's talks about going to Dexter, Jackson. So we are going to do kind of a CCW on tour and try to grow our fan base a little bit. But, you know, the arena will always be our home, you know, even though the Osage was where our first show was, the arena is really our home and what we did.
It feels like it, yeah.
And it's a lot more, we have a lot more fun there. It's a lot more room, more stuff to do, activities. So
much more space for activities.
Yes, exactly. Step Brothers, watch it. It's a good movie.
I've seen the movie. Talk to her.
Yeah.
She doesn't watch movies.
Did you?
Before you.
I got that.
Yeah, come on. But yeah, we're going to go on tour, do some stuff, but super excited to have Moose here. Super excited to have, Davey and Matt and, Myron. I think we're going to, you know, the next couple months are going to be really, really exciting for us and time to grow and, hopefully become even bigger and introduce, you know, people in New Madrid that may not know about us. We're planning on doing a show down in New Madrid and other places. And, you know, we'll see how everything turns out. And hopefully it's just going to grow our core group, which, you know, may have started at 200, 250 that were like core fans. I think we have a core 300 right now that just love every CCW.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about it before, Dalton and Allie, of course. Every show we see a lot of the same faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Caleb Carter, James Foster, Jared and his wife, Nia, Robert Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barry.
Yeah.
Barry. And now, of course, you see what happens. Yes.
There's a lot of them. I mean, we're really, really lucky to have the fans are like die hard. And it's like the fans have almost got a group of their own, you know, if that makes
sense.
Some
of them
like,
legitimately have groups of their own.
Yeah. I heard about that. Is that the Nugget Club? Is that what they're called?
I think that's what they're calling themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nugget Club down there.
Wait, you don't know about this, Megan?
I don't. Oh,
okay.
Well, I hear you're signing Big Nasty pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming like one of their Gorillas of Destiny would be Big Nasty. It's very obvious who the leader of the Nugget Club is. We'll leave them, names off, but yeah, they have a group.
For the record, I know we're kind of making fun of it here, but, they, obviously,
making a one-to-one comparison. Like, he's the biggest dude they got.
He is
like, that wasn't an insult.
And they're nice guys. They actually come into the store and I talk to them. They're nice guys. I don't want to, like.
No, they're super awesome.
They're,
I mean,
they're fans.
Yeah, so we love them. And then it's really great that, I don't even know if they knew each other before CCW.
Right.
And now they're such close friends because of us. And, you know, even it amazes me. People they don't send stuff to me, but they send it to Ken and they're like, you know, hey, this is what you've done to our family. This is what you've done for us. This is what you know, and it's crazy to think that we had such an impact on people's lives just doing what we love.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was, maybe right before the Matt Hardy show. It was maybe the first show of the year, the Cage show. We had a ticket giveaway and, Wyatt won. Mm-hmm. Awesome Wyatt. I don't know if, you know, he comes to.
Is he the young man with the glasses?
Yes. Yeah.
I actually told him and his mom about CCW here at the store.
Nice.
And I think it was either the first or second show he went to, his mom walked up to me and here at the group, because we always sit together, and she goes, can he sit with you guys? And I was like, yeah, bring him on up. Have him sit with us. So yeah, he's awesome. He's really cool.
Yeah. And he loves CCW. He, I think it's the first time it ever happened. He was, he came up to me a few months back and, his mom was there and it's like, you know, I had to cut my son's hair. We watched one of your Facebook Live videos and we had to pause it because we had to cut his hair exactly like yours.
Aww.
And I'm like, wow, thanks. You know, it's like,
isn't it funny? Like he will get recognized. Like he's the man behind the scenes. Granted, he's the one that does all the live videos and stuff, but we can go somewhere and they're like, oh, that's Jason.
You're like, oh, you've literally not got the title
missing,
on your shoulder.
Right. You're missing all the glitter.
Yeah, like, hello. Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't get
to
wear glitter.
I'm like really uptight about that or not, but I guess, and a lot of people don't recognize me. I've ran into people before and I'll be talking about CCW. I'm like, yeah, I actually wrestled there. Like, really? And I'm like, yeah, you know, you're a little bit or Morning Girl. They're like, that's not you. And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. So. But I wear my hair up a lot for work, and that's usually how people see me. And so I don't wear makeup usually to work either. Scary sight, but that's
I think
probably why.
When you and Jason came in like last week or whatever, I think that was the first time I ever actually got to talk to you like outside of CCW.
Yeah.
And I also, it was like a different, it was like different. Like, I don't know, you are the most, I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this.
Diverse.
Kind of intimidating. Not intimidating, but just like when I see you as Mardi Gras, you have such a presence on there. Aww. And then in person, you're so laid back and down to earth and nice and polite. It's sometimes it's hard to believe. Like, that's the same person.
Yeah. You know,
Brandon's just a loudmouth anywhere he goes.
Right?
Billy is Billy.
Billy's
wherever
Billy.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were so charismatic and just larger than life in the ring. And then you're a normal person in real life. Like, you're a human being. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I'm a real boy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not a boy, but. You know,
internet rumors.
One day,
yeah, just started it.
One
yeah.
day I could be, because yeah. that's where we are. Not.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like just where we are in this world. People can do whatever they
you
want.
You can do whatever you want to be now.
So you want to be a boy?
A real one.
A real one?
You know, remember oh you God. Used to be a little girl. You
yeah.
Said, back when I was a little girl. You
yeah.
Said
back I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
So
anyway, moving forward.
I've been texting Barry during this. this and he actually he wanted to ask me a question, or he wanted us to ask a question to you guys about Hollis apparently is defending the CCW title in Memphis
yes.
this weekend.
Yep, this Friday
against
Tattoo.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. So is that? And I mean, you hear things from like other promotions. Obviously, it's not. I mean, we get the MWR title,
yeah,
and then
Brandon's defended the Revival Championship.
Yeah,
Tattoo's brought his title up here.
Yeah,
the
and
title.
Then Damone has defended the Tri-State. Yeah, mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. times. Is this something that you kind of want to do with the CCW title, kind of defending it in other places, or what's your thoughts on that?
No, not really. I mean, I think it might become more of a something that we do, but
it's publicity.
Yeah, it is. You know? And that's what I was telling some of the guys, you know, a lot of guys don't have the, I think I got him. Yep. Yes. It took me forever. What's the time count? What are we on?
Oh, 15 minutes over.
All right. About what time I wanted to kill him. But I actually have a lot of, trust at that Hollis will go down there and make us proud and, you know, end up. I know the pinnacle reaches far, as I've seen Damone commenting on
so
posts.
Of,
so
speaking of Damone,
yes,
he's been causing some noise. He's been making some noise. About, yeah. He really wants to fight KOD.
Yes.
Why and, would you want that?
Well, I mean, some people like you know they want to die.
Yes.
And KOD can send him home
yeah. quicker. You know? He can send yeah. him a little bit north of purgatory. A little
will
bit
Damone be here this Saturday? Just in an appearance at all?
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Or is that really up to Damone?
Yeah, I think it's really up to him. I mean, if he wants to come, he can come. I mean, the he's not in any matches or anything. He's not booked on the card. But I don't know if he'll show up. I don't know.
And that's also, by the way, that shows you how stacked the roster is and how stacked these cards are. Because Damone is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I think Damone is great. I know personally. Talking to him, he's weird as hell.
Yeah.
He makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I love seeing him wrestle, and I think he's a great – and for him to not even be on this show shows you how tight these cards are.
Yeah.
You know.
And like I said, sometimes we will pull guys off, you know, like last month. Everybody's like, where's Sarge? He's not going to be on every show.
Right.
You know, and there's only a certain amount of people that are on every show. You know, you're Brandon, Austin, Hollis, Billy,
Blaster.
They're about on every show. So, I mean, we kind of keep those core and then rotate in and out. And, you know, it's nothing ever personal. I hope the guys understand, you know, it's just, I got to give other people chances too. And right. We can't do the same matches over and over again. And that doesn't fit in what we want to do storyline wise or, you know, any
Brandon
other thing.
Brandon was in the main event for most of the year, but you know, last show it was
he didn't Hollis wrestle in Delta, you know, that one time.
Yeah,
so
well,
he was there.
What was it, Dalton? He was in a gauntlet match and he hurt himself.
Yeah, no, he was for training for his
match with Hollis.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did a gauntlet match and
took a Michinoku driver.
Yeah.
From Baracus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that part of the story.
Oh, you didn't know it was Baracus?
No.
Well, I think we didn't know Baracus at the time.
No, it was before Baracus, yeah.
Yeah. What's the most surprising thing? I know we don't have a ton of time, but what is the most surprising
thing? We have all
thing?
The time in the world.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten.
I'm hungry too.
She's hungry.
We
too.
Have all
you
the time in the
cookie?
World.
I saw that cookie hit the floor.
No, just that piece.
That's just that piece.
The rest of it's fine.
Yeah,
and I have a whole other cookie outside.
Yeah.
I need a hot beef injection. Yeah. Shut up, Dalton.
Why'd you point at me?
Yeah, so you looked at her and yelled at me.
Shut up, Alan.
What's the most surprising thing in the year that you've seen? Like, what's something you didn't expect to happen and has happened? I'm trying to say, is it Blaster?
Blaster was definitely something that we, you know, it was, it was mostly kind of a joke type of deal, you know, just put him in this Sin Cara mask and let him go out there and wrestle. And
we ran with that joke.
Ran with it, and you know,
how great it turned out to be.
To Blaster's credit,
I'm a huge Blaster fan. I love the 1, 2, 3 Blaster. I freaking love that. I pop every time.
I mean, it's great. like to see, but also he's taken and run with it. And from the first couple shows, he's gotten so much better.
Yeah.
You know, doing his thing, you know.
Not just the wrestling, but the masks. Like, I love the personalization.
Have you guys seen the most recent mask?
Yes, the sexy blaster. I loved it. I'm like, yay. I know Sarge is going to love that, too.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet, have you, Shannon?
I did. I saw it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I haven't,
though. I'm pulling it up.
It's the best one I think he's done so far.
It was really, really good. He's really, like, grasped this and, like, really turned into something. Because I think he made a post today about, you know, kind of getting back into wrestling. He wasn't doing it for a while.
Kind of gave up
and this kind of started coming to CCW, and it just changed stuff for him. Because he had to drive like 5-6 hours to wrestle in Kansas City and stuff like that. And now, you know, he's wrestling down here. It's a lot closer to home, and he's developed quite a fan base. Yeah. And, you know, like the whole crowd loves him now, or most of them. Yeah.
Because before it was just the Podzilla group. We would sit there, and I still remember when he came back.
Oh, Chaffee. Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was Delta when he came back, and Russell Tucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just remember, I don't usually like to be on the spotlight. I don't like for the crowd to look at me. But this one time I got up and I just yelled out Blaster, and I shake my arms, and I'm looking at the crowd going Blaster, and I feel like the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and to see Blaster now getting the cheers, I love it.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy too.
Yeah.
He's a friend of a friend. And my friend Justin Mann, I saw Justin one of the shows. What are you doing here? He's like, I'm here to see my friend Glenn. I'm supporting him. And this was after he wrestled as Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, I think, his first appearance as Blaster. Wasn't it, Alex?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because that would have been best of the best.
I think so, yeah. And he comes out in the Sin Cara mask, and we all look at each other and we're like, the hell is this? It was pretty bad. And we made fun of it, and now look at him.
Yeah.
Dude was legit.
Blaster.
Yeah. Blaster.
It's really, you know, the – man, I don't know. To have James Ellsworth here. You know, the week before he wrestles AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy, 2 months before he goes back to WWE at WrestleMania. I knew about it. He told me.
And we never told anybody.
Yeah. When you told us. Yeah.
So, you know, you had that. You've had, you know, Cobb and Cabana, and, you know, Jeff Cobb's going to be one of those guys too that you're going to be seeing.
I hope so.
You
know, he was incredible.
Super talented.
Joey Ryan.
Yeah. Joey, who's incredible. Leva, you know, Ryan coming in here. Kyle O'Reilly. You know, just the talent we have had
Debuted in NXT.
NXT,
again.
Yep. Yeah. The talent has been really, really incredible that we've been lucky enough to get right before something happens to him. Yeah, I think Crazy Steve will be on that list too of people that we're going to see doing things. So we've been quite lucky to, I remember calling Ken. I was like, hey, I want to book James Ellsworth, and this is what he needs. And he's like, who is James Ellsworth?
But to be fair, Ken says that among most people.
He does. You know, we would bring some.
Hey, Shannon had this question. Who is Shannon?
Yeah.
Ken.
He's like Sarge. He just introduces himself to you all the time. Yeah, he does that. But yeah, Ken knows the big guys. But like I told him, I was like, this guy's in WWE. We need to give him a shot. And then, bam. He's made quite a name for himself, you know, from what he's done. And he was a super nice guy. And, and Matt was awesome.
Matt's my biggest regret. Matt's the one regret I have in wrestling, because I really wanted to say hi to him, because he's always been a personal thing. Yeah. I remember Megan tell this story when you were all medicined up last week or 2 weeks ago. But yeah, I really wish I had just had the nerve to walk up to Matt and go, hi. But I didn't want to overstep my bounds.
You couldn't have ruined it any more than what I did. So you would have been.
Can you tell the story?
Yeah, I don't think Dalton or Allie would have
the story. I would love to tell the story, because it just gets better every time I tell it. So let me start at the beginning. It's earlier in the day, okay? Or maybe even the day before. I can't remember, but he walks in and he's like, just got off the phone with Matt, and we were talking, and I was telling him how, you know, how much of a Leva fan you are and all this and that.
Leda.
What'd I say? Leva. Whatever. Leda. I'm trying to be you. Anyway.
You can't sound smart.
Oh. You have to go home with me. Anyway,
I said you got to sound smart. You're
anyway,
not.
So like, I'm more of a Leda fan, you know, yada yada. So later on, we're at the show now. It's the end of the show, actually, and it's all over with. And I never, ever ask for a picture from a big name. I will introduce myself. I accidentally said goodbye to Crazy Steve, although I never even said hello to him. He didn't see me. And
oh, that's cold.
Well, no, I literally had my hand out, and he like, okay, and then like, then he, I guess, felt the presence of it. Anyway, so he, so anyway, I go up to Matt, and I'm like, even though I'm more of a Leda fan, would you mind if I take a picture with you? And he's like, no, not at all. I look at Jason, and he's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just freaking said that. Yeah. And, like, he never has the look of embarrassment or a shame on him.
Until that day.
Until that day. And I knew I had messed up immediately, but Matt, being the great guy that he is, he's like, yeah, sure. You know,
luckily, his wife wasn't there because she's not a fan of Leda.
Well,
she is not a fan of many things.
Yes. Well,
that was a joke. And whenever he was like, Megan, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you didn't tell him. Like, just to make things even better, I just had to keep adding to it because he didn't know the whole backstory. And so Matt's like, no, he didn't tell me. And I'm like, oh, shit. Let's take this picture. Yeah.
That's
so
why he looked mad.
That's why he looked so
confused. That is exactly
that
why he looked so mad. And I, she that is
him.
Now why I,
broke,
I broke the broken one. Yeah. I will never do that again to anybody. I will never have the courage to ask anybody for a picture or anything ever again.
So that was the story.
I always tend to make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
So
I get that.
Yeah. Every same time, way. You know, it's one of those things like, don't be awkward today. And it's like, how you doing? And it's like, yeah, you too.
Yeah.
You know, kind of responses. Like, it's what, why if did I say that?
If I buy something and I'm leaving and they go, hey, you know, enjoy, I go, you too.
Yeah,
and then
you
I
too.
Stop and look down and go, oh. Like,
enjoy your meal. Yeah, you too. Wait, you, yeah.
You're not
me.
Eating.
You're
that's
not
why
eating.
Dalton
yeah.
and Asa, they try to talk to everybody. They talk to Jeff Cobb. Well, they talk to all the guys. I can't.
In fairness,
because
we
I feel like
have
I'm,
to.
Like, well, but I mean, I mean, outside of the wrestling, like outside of the interviews and stuff, you guys, you'll go to the tables and talk to everybody. And I always feel so awkward. Like, I think I don't want to bother anyone.
No, I'm
so the only people I talk to at the CCW shows generally are the ones that walk up to me and say, hi. Hollis always comes up and shakes my hand and hugs me. Austin hugs me. Yeah. Brandon hugs me. But I can't, like, I will never talk to Espy ever because Espy scares me. Mm-hmm. I will never say hello to Espy. Damone scares me. Yeah. You know,
you've talked to Damone though.
And it's worse every time. Yeah. He's so weird.
Love I can see death. That. Oh, and I forgot it. That Ricochet guy was here too. I forgot.
Ricochet was here. Yeah. And put Austin Lane on the map
really
here.
That was a really big deal.
Yeah, it was. I kind of got a lot of,
That was the first time I ever talked to you because you came in wearing, I think it was this shirt that I'm wearing right now. You came into Hastings.
Not that one, but it was a,
It was a Colt Cabana shirt.
Yeah, it was a Colt Cabana shirt. Definitely.
And I just, he walked in and anytime somebody would come into Hastings in a wrestling shirt, I didn't know who he was at the time. I would always like say nice shirt and it was a Colt Cabana shirt and I love Colt. So I was like, I really like that shirt. And then he was like, oh, are you a wrestling fan? And then we talked about CCW because I think the Ricochet like was literally 2 weeks from then.
Yeah.
And I was
and by
oh.
the way, Colt Cabana was here. You should probably ever.
Boom,
I
boom,
didn't,
boom.
I didn't hear you say that. Sorry.
Well,
I say,
he did. He mentioned it.
Oh,
Colt Jeff. Boom.
Where am I today?
Not listening.
Apparently.
I still remember when Jason and Lee came into the store and talked to us for the first time, and I felt so awkward because we weren't involved with CCW at all at that point. We were just fans.
We were just doing these episodes where we just kind of reviewed
we talked
stuff,
about CCW, and you guys came in and talked to us, and you were so nice, and it was just like, man, that's weird. That was weird.
What just happened to me?
Where am I?
Yeah. I mean, the
Megan's there.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it's been quite an adventure. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got one.
Good.
Jesus Christ. All right. We got to get out of here because we just keep murdering creatures and
it's just gnats. They're not creatures. Yeah, first of all, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
And we got the Chappelle show reference.
The Southern's coming out of
that's
him
a
now.
Sam Jackson reference.
That is Chappelle. Sam Jackson.
That's a Chappelle reference. Mm-hmm. Idiot. I miss Asa.
I do too. I never had to talk this much on an episode.
Yeah, I'll get the reviews tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll get messages from everybody like, last night's show, who was that guy that replaced Asa? Well, he's actually been on the show for a year.
not if you ask Josh from Press Start to join. This is the only show I do.
All right, so before we get out of here, I have one thing to ask you, Megan, actually. Oh, yeah. So the very first show that we went to, I got everyone to sign their autographs except you. Oh, I could not find you.
I'm sorry.
So there's one autograph that's missing from the poster on the wall. I need you to sign that tonight.
I think I seen that when I was medicated the other day, and then but I didn't think much of it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, we have a little shrine.
I want to. I'm going to sign it now that I know that I can. I will gladly do so.
Excellent. Thank you. Was that your phone? You son of a bitch.
It was.
Wait a minute. No, it wasn't. My phone's not on vibrate.
It was me.
I knew it.
Hey, but just you can still get tickets at capewrestling.com.
At Gaming Grounds. You can get $5 bleacher seats. Yeah, yep. At Gaming Grounds. Absolutely. Yep. Come see me.
Yep, come get them here. And we've got the card, but there's also going to be a few more surprises that not everybody knows about.
You want to tell them now?
You should tell us now.
Nope.
Will you tell us now?
Will I tell you now?
Dalton, turn off the microphone.
All right. Click. Can you tell us now?
Sid Vicious. Not going to be here.
Is he going to break his leg again?
Pizza ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what time it is. It's time for some ranch.
Yeah. So, no, there's going to be a few surprises that I'm pretty excited about that I think the fans will be too. And I like to get to do surprises. It turned out really well with Ron.
Yeah. So. But do you find, all right, I know I still were out of time, but I have to ask you, do you find yourself in a position where if you don't announce it, you could lose, you could lose money? Because if you announce it ahead of time and go, oh, hey, this cool thing's going to happen, people might go, oh, I want to be there for that. But at the same time, it ruins the surprise. Do you find yourself in a position in between where you have to choose?
No, not for me. Like,
the surprise is more important.
Well, yeah. In some aspects it is. Like, you know, Ron was not, you know, a cheap get.
Right.
But that was something that I pitched to Ken, the idea, because it was Comic-Con. He was going to be a guest at Comic-Con, but I was like, hey, let's do this with him too. And let's not tell anybody. Let's just, you know, huge surprise. And I think that gets more fans to come back because they're like, man, what's going to happen now? Who could possibly show up?
Who's gonna show up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and, the only thing we have to worry about is topping ourselves, which really the guys in the matches and the workers, they seem to be able to do that just fine. Every show, it seems like they just top themselves and things that they're
even when
doing.
You don't have a big guest, the shows speak for themselves.
Yeah. Like last month, I mean, we could have had probably one of the, you know, even the ladies match was probably the best women's match we've ever had here, you know, and Austin and Marco, incredible. You know, Espy and Hollis was really, really good.
Really good. Brandon
Mathis was awesome too. So, I mean, every match is solid and really, really good. Tucker and Tattoo. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, like this month, a lot of people are looking forward to Billy, looking forward, to just meeting him and talking to him and coming to see the show. And some of the matches, you know, intrigue them, you know, the Tattoo and, a little bit Mardi Gras. Is it going to be Marnie?
Official. Okay. Official.
Who we finally know ahead of time for once.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Marnie.
It'll be Marnie.
Okay. And Marnie versus Nikki and Marco is going to be awesome. But Austin Lane versus Dale Tucker.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Last time they wrestled. Last time they wrestled in Tennessee at one of my shows, they won match of the year.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, Jesus, how many times can Austin almost win match of the year? Because he won it with us last year for Ricochet. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he wrestled Marco, he texted me and he was like, so did I win match of the year again?
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, it's only June. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I don't think that it was, you know, Austin is great. And he was one of the, you know,
happy birthday, Austin.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah. You know, definitely one of the best people we brought in here. And I kind of caught some flack for it because no one knew who he was around here.
Right.
Well, I knew who he was.
Oh, Megan just set off mic. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody didn't hear.
Yeah. Well, we had a discussion. I asked her opinion because
it was a debate. Who can I put up against Ricochet? And no doubt in my mind, it was Austin Lane because we go back 9-10 years. I've known for a long time exactly what he can do. And it was no question to me, Austin Lane. And I don't want to put anybody else down by that, but that's just what I just envisioned. Yeah, yeah, I could just see it. Like, that would just be great. And I don't really know. I think he was – I don't really know what he was looking for at that time, but he eventually seen that I was right. And I'm glad we brought this up because one of the podcasts he was on, he talked about some idea he had – and I need to go back and re-listen to it because it's been so long ago. But it was actually my idea. There's a lot of ideas. He'll come in here and be like, yeah, I thought about doing this, that, and the other. And I'm like, that son of a bitch. Like, I'm not there to defend myself or be like, you.
Now yeah. She's flipping off.
Yeah. No, that's.
There are. Yeah.
That's nothing but a pack of lies is being told right now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we did talk about Austin and there was a lot of people on the table to bring in, because it was one of those. I mean, Zack Sabre Jr. was on the table. Osprey was on the table. Mm-hmm. All this. And we, you know, after talking about it and Austin was there. The guy that's going to be at Glory Pro coming up, Fred Yehi. Who is the Evolve champion now, which is a pretty big deal. He was.
How tall is he?
You say about yay high?
Yeah. Yeah. So he was on the table. So we had a lot of different guys around the country waiting to come in. But it was one of the best moves we made because even though Austin didn't get the victory over Ricochet, what a way to introduce yourself.
It made him.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Everybody's like, man, this guy's good.
I wanted to see him again.
And now he's here from now on out.
Yeah.
And yeah, great get. And Austin's terrific everything.
So. He just did an interview with Billy Hills mm-hmm. over on Southern Discomfort. Make sure you guys go check that out, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's a great podcast.
Another one. I don't want to take anything away from Billy, too. Billy's been
an MVP since the beginning.
Yeah. Like his heel work is great.
I hate to admit it, but I love it.
Yeah. He's really, really good at what he does. I mean, we talk about a lot of guys, the development of Hollis, Tucker, Blaster. All those guys, Blaster, but Billy
came in swinging.
Yeah.
You know, and has been consistent since.
Yeah.
Like he started hot and stayed hot the entire time.
Yeah.
Where some of those guys kind of rose up, over, you know, weeks and months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy, we don't talk a lot about Billy on the show, like how good he is. I think it's just because I think everyone knows he's so good that you don't really have to talk about
him. Oh, yeah. The first match I ever saw, because I missed the first show of CCW.
Yeah.
My first one was Homecoming, so I watched him wrestle Espinoza.
Yeah.
And, I fell in love with him off that match alone.
I thought he died that match.
Oh, yeah, no. Cause, yeah.
That was scary. Yeah. Okay. We have to get out of here.
Sorry.
For the love of God. Mm-hmm. It's.
Espy's really good too.
I hear Espy's the best wrestler.
Yeah.
In CCW.
Someone said that. And,
some little jackass on a commentary team.
And that Ace Hawkins guy is pretty good. And Sin. Right. Much props to our roster. They're great. Yes.
Although our commentary, the commentary, not that professional.
Well, they just push themselves.
I like the commentary. I'm big fans of those guys. Just saying.
It's just you.
Yeah. Everybody else says we're unprofessional. All we do is push a podcast. Or all they do is push a podcast. Damn it.
Good job, Austin. I mean, all those.
Don't go too far.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Like Jason said, you can still pick up tickets at capewrestling.com. Gaming Grounds, we have $5 bleacher seats. Come see me. And then at the door of the event, that is next Saturday. Bell times at 7.
Yep.
Doors open at 6 at the AC Braze Arena here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
That's it.
For the anniversary show, the 1 year, and it's so good. Please come out and join us. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great show as always. I want to thank Megan for coming on for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to sign it. I'm excited too.
It was the one I was missing. I even got Durden. And Durden was the most uncomfortable one. I'll tell you why after the show. and Jason, of course, it's always a pleasure for you to come in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And thanks to all our fans that watch Fight TV, even in Asia and Europe and all the places that I found out people watch our show.
Where you're global.
Yes.
Yeah. We are now global.
Phenomenon.
I mean, Podzilla's been global.
Imagine where we can be in 1 year from now.
Well, it's already global. So
we're about to become universal.
Okay. There was like, 12 people in Asia. Maybe we can bump that up to 24 by next year.
Fingers crossed. I'll bring my friend Eric in.
Yeah. Oh.
He's Korean.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out Cape Championship Wrestling next Saturday and check out Podzilla After Dark tomorrow where we have a special guest, Jesse Kimble.
And did we already do the Patreon plug?
No. Go ahead.
But if you want to help us
support us,
yes. You can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Yes, you can.
And donate to us monetarily.
And we appreciate everything. Also, check out podzilla1985.com for all of the past episodes and facebook.com/podzilla1985 if you want to talk to us. Have a great night, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for Podzilla After Dark.
Meow, meow, meow.